Hi, this is Raina G. Tomorrow's Tuesday. I don't even know what day it is anymore. But we're getting there. Whatever. September 13th, we're going to the 14th. Boy, that 9/11 stuff was heavy. So it wiped a lot of people out. It made them crazy. It made them so crazy that I had suicidal people everywhere. And that's kind of what I want to talk about, is how do we cope with all this stuff that's going on in the world? And it doesn't matter what country you're from. We're all coping with something. I mean, coping. We're trying to find either a solution that we can fix so that we don't have to cope with it, or an emotional solution so that our coping skills are put into place so that we can do healthy stuff. Not drinking alcohol or using drugs. That is a way that a lot of people use to cope with all the stress that's going on. But it can make you actually worse, because it destroys a lot of stuff in your brain. It destroys your emotions. It blocks a lot of things, so you think you're feeling better for a while. But then you might have legal issues, financial problems, or all kinds of social issues, because you get in trouble with drugs and alcohol. And I talk to my suicidal vets, and they don't feel like they're worthy anymore, that they're worth anything because of what's going on in Afghanistan. And then they want to sleep all the time. When you're stressed out, you do sleep late because you don't want to face the day. Okay? It's a temporary escape from your problems. But when you wake up, excuse me, the problem will still be there. So just sleeping and sleeping isn't going to do it. You have to take some action, and God expects you to take some action. A lot of them are, let me just clear. A lot of them are venting. They vent to me, that's for sure. And it's good because you can get support, but you might be able to see the problem in a different way. But the problem is, our words do create. So the more we vent, if we're constantly venting, how bad your situation is or how terrible you feel, it's more likely you're going to get stuck there. So vent to someone that you trust. You know, that's like therapy, or a therapist, or your best friend who can take it for so long. But then stop venting. Use words differently. Instead of saying, you know, I hate Biden and this is all screwed up and we're never going to get out of this, now turn it to the positive. A lot of people don't like Biden, that's for sure. So who do you love? Do you love Trump? Do you love Clinton? Do you love whoever? Love that. You just love God? That's good. Start there. And we are going to get out of this, because we're going to do it with positive action. We are going to change things. We're not going to let anything happen that's negative, stealing the vote or whatever. We're going to do positive things to take care of that. And I have people say, we tried, and we didn't win. It's like, but okay, so when you lost, what did you do to change that? And one person told me today, well, we signed a petition. And then what? They still lost. Then what? No answer. They didn't know what to do next or whatever. Then you've got to figure that out. Get in a small group or be a think tank. How do we change what just happened? How do we do positive things to change what just happened in this country with voting or the Congress? Or in other countries with this COVID thing that's going on and the vaccination passports, and or in other countries where they're having a civil war and the Taliban, is there a way to change that? There's got to be a way. There always is. If you look higher, okay, you can't just avoid things, okay? They become unhealthy because you avoid everything then. You go hide in a cave. You certainly don't want to hide in a cave. And the other part of all this is, don't get suicidal. Why would you want to give up your life, your power on this earth, to something as negative as the Taliban, or something as negative as the government, or something, whatever it is? Why would you want to give up that precious gift that you have that's called life? You know, you might just be being tested a little bit to see what you come up with. Can you get creative about changing the government or fighting off barbarians or whatever? You know, there's ways of coping, and some of them are emotion-focused, you know, skills that do that, like give yourself a pep talk in the mirror, or take a bath, or exercise. Exercise would be good, because a lot of people here in the United States, because they've been locked up and working from home, they're gaining weight. They're overeating because eating is a comfort thing. It makes you feel better. So they're gaining weight. Okay, so exercise a little more so that maybe the weight will come off. If you've got, you know, like a problem, personal problem or whatever, manage your time differently. Ask for support. That's what people do when they call the hotlines. That's important. Establish your boundaries. And then do a to-do list. What's on your to-do list today? Go outside and, you know, cause trouble? Sit at home and play Xbox for hours? Are you motivated enough to do one task at a time? Get up and make your bed. Most people don't. Get up and make your bed. That'll change your whole day. Get up and look in the mirror and say, you know what? You're worth it. I love you and you're worth it. I'm going to take care of you. I'm not going to let anybody hurt you. You can meditate. You can do all kinds of things. But we have to do things to stop this anger. I had a friend who got COVID, or they told her it was COVID. She didn't believe it. And now she's better, of course. But she said that when she thought, or they told her she had COVID, the next day all she could feel was anger. That it changed her somehow, that she had this virus. And I believe the virus is out there. I don't believe it's as deadly as they're telling us, or all the fear-mongering. I don't believe in that. And she did lose her sense of smell. So I told her, use an essential oil. Use it reflexively on her reflex points on her body and you know, rejuvenate or stimulate that olfactory nerve that lets you smell, because then you're overcoming what that caused. And that's a problem. That's how you fix it. You go through what you can do to change it. But the main thing was is that she said, all of a sudden I was angry. I said, yeah, because it does change your brain. It makes you angry. And that's what we see going on with a lot of these maskers and unmasked people and vaccinated and unvaxxed people. What a way to divide a country. Wasn't that just brilliant? Systemic division. We already had it going anyway, but the Democrats love systemic division. I mean, they use the race card constantly. We have Larry Elder trying to win in California, and he's a black man, and they're calling him a white supremacist. And then they're using Trump's name again. If you vote for Elder, you're getting Trump, and that's supposed to be a terrible thing, by the way. So they use fear-mongering and race and anything else they can to isolate, target, and destroy whoever's in their way. But so do you get angry and go shoot them? You go get a gun or a machete and go cut? No, that's not the way to do it. That's against the law, and it's really against your nature. That's not what you're here for. God didn't put you on earth to go after idiots in Congress. That's not what you're here for. Not with machetes and guns. But you can do something about changing all the people that are now in power. You can do that. And, you know, demonstrations are fine. Show the world that we don't want that person, or we do want this person. It's very evident. The marches in France and marches in Germany, the marches in Australia, India, other places, people will mass and say, this is what we want, not what you want. And when they do that, when they keep doing that, when you all keep doing that, it does change things because your words matter. Words have a vibration and frequency, and as people keep saying them, it changes the world. So think about what you do all day long. You cuss, do you use the F word constantly? Is that what your way of coping? Everything is F, 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 F? No. You don't need to do that because it's negative, and it causes that negative vibration to spread through everybody, and it just causes more anger and more division. So no, I'm not telling you to go to a football game and say, we love Biden. No, I don't want you to do that. But you don't have to use, you know, cursing words, because it turns a lot of people off. A lot of people, as soon as they hear some of those things, those words, they stop listening because they don't think that you have the intelligence to be talking to them. So change some of that. These younger generations, I swear to God, if I had used any of those words when I was young, I wouldn't be here. My mother would have first washed my mouth out with soap a million times until I lost my tongue or something. And if that didn't work, she probably would have shot me. But, you know, kids today and young adults and, well, anybody up to the age of almost 50 by now, I guess, that's all they think of. That's all they talk. That's how they talk all the time. They use these words. They don't understand what they're doing when they use these words. The F word, for instance, has always been used for sexual content. So when you're using it constantly, that brings everything back down to sex. What do we have problems with in the United States? Morals. Sexual conduct, sexual identity, you know, sexual perversion, sexual abuse, child abuse, all those things. And that's how people talk. You just keep on creating it, creating it, creating it. So change that. Change your words. Change the way you look at the world and you look at yourself. And have more respect for yourself and other people to use words correctly. And believe me, when you use the right words, you don't hear me swearing on here. But when you use the right words and you use the right, you come from the right intention, you change the people you're talking with, not to or at, but the change, you change people you're talking with. And as they change, they talk back with you and you start changing too. And all of a sudden you have the 100 monkey principle. Everybody starts talking differently, approaching things differently. Their intentions are different. They come from a different place, and this stops the division. And boy, do we need to stop the division. That's it. That's, you know, today's a coping day. I had to cope with emotions myself. I mean, I was weeping this weekend. I was angry this weekend. I had to stop being angry so I could listen to, oh, probably altogether between messaging and phone calls, etc., more than 300 people. It's exhausting. And when you get exhausted and people keep saying these words, it's like, just, you know what you want to do is just hang up. But I won't do that. I don't want to lose anybody who needs somebody to talk to. So I didn't. I coped. I have coping skills. I look at them through a different prism, through a different, you know, eyeglass or whatever. I see what they're going through. I feel what they're going through. I know what you're going through and how you feel. And I want to help you feel differently so that you don't hurt you. There's no reason to hurt yourself or hurt anyone else because of what these people in power are doing. Okay, so we need to take control of those emotions and settle down. Use them differently. That doesn't mean that you should, you know, sit back and be apathetic. No, not like the GOP has been. You need to fight for what you believe in. But there are ways of fighting that a winner uses. The losers go out and just attack everybody. The winners fight in an ethical way that puts them on the higher ground and brings people up with them. So anyway, that's the coping. That's what's going on. I don't want to go too long with this. It's like a psychological day today, I guess. But a lot of things happening. There are some Afghan pilots who are getting out of Afghanistan on planes that they weren't supposed to take, but too bad. Elder, I don't know what's going to happen. You know, it's probably rigged because it's California. That's Pelosi's mafia area. That's what they do. But so tomorrow's really positive. Elder will win, but Gavin will stay in office. we don't know. We'll check. And there's a huge storm in the Gulf. That's my sixth predicted storm. I predicted six, and that's the one. Nicholas is there. So there's going to be a lot more flooding. I don't know if HAARP is involved, but I will talk about HAARP tomorrow, but because the Chinese are in charge of that now. We sold or gave it away, the Clintons did. So that technology is out there. But so I'll be back maybe tomorrow or the next day. We'll see on what this storm does. In the meantime, please share this. You know, earthwalk-usa.net. Go to Amazon, look up some of my books. You might enjoy them. They're not that expensive. And other than that, I just want to say God bless you all and God bless America.